Well, their mom and dad go. They didn't leave before dark like they planned, but they did actually get out of the house finally. They're leaving the two of us alone the entire weekend. And we both heard them, "You're in charge. I have to do everything you say. And if I get out of hand, you have the right to punish me. So, what do you want to make me do first?" No, that's not fair. You cannot order me to stop teasing you. Well, you can order me, I guess. I'm just not going to listen to that particular command. So, you can punish me if you want. Might I suggest spankings? My bottom is very sensitive. Maybe if you spank me, I'll learn my lesson and stop trying to tease you. Except, it's not really teasing. Teasing would imply that I was pretending I was interested in having sex with you. But I'm not pretending. I really am totally open to the incest thing. So this isn't so much teasing as seduction. But you never believe me. You could at least try to take me up on my offer. Then I'd prove to you I wasn't teasing. Even if I was teasing, aren't you curious how far I'm willing to take this before I drop the act? Do I stop at just flirting like this? Do I maybe flash you my panties or my breasts? Maybe I even let you see my pussy. I did put a lot of effort into shaving it this morning, just for you. All of those would be fun for you. At least they should be. You're a healthy, red-blooded boy. And I'm a slightly younger, very healthy girl. Even if you know that I'm your sister, I think you'd still like to see my body. If I were teasing, and I'm not, by the way, maybe I'd be so committed to this to let you touch me. Or for me to touch you, I might even give you a hand job or a blow job. I know you'd like that. Not only would you have my mouth on your cock, but I also wouldn't be able to talk. So that's like two wins for you right there. Now, if I was really, really into teasing you, maybe I wait until we both get naked. Maybe I wait until you're about to put it in me. Then I yell, "Got you," and laugh at you. That would be a particularly mean thing for me to do. Under the circumstances, if you wanted to teach me a lesson and make me go through with it, well, I wouldn't be able to stop you. Some might say I'd have deserved it at that point. I wouldn't be able to tell anyone. No one would believe me. Then I'd never, ever dare tease you again. I definitely have learned my lesson, but you could remind me all weekend. But that is all assuming I'm teasing. And I am many things, but I am not a tease. So instead of teaching me a lesson all weekend, you'd just be teaching me about sex and how to please a man and all those good things a brother should teach his little sister. You'd be doing me a favor by showing me all those things. So, are you going to do me or what? Every second you spend resisting me is another second where we can't be having sex. And I'm not getting any younger. You know you're going to give in eventually. You might as well enjoy me while I'm in my prime. If you're worried about getting me pregnant, you can even use a condom. I've got tons of them from school. Or you could put it in my butt. That works too. Maybe that works even better. It's not even technically sex, so there's really no reason not to stick it in there. There's all kinds of things we can do that don't count as sex, or at least that won't get me pregnant. Fine. If you're not going to cooperate, I'm going to go back to my room and masturbate until I fall asleep. You're welcome to stop on by and climb on top of me. I'll leave the door wide open. If my moaning and cries of pleasure keep you awake, then good. If you want to be doing something funner with your awake time than listening to me jill myself, then you know what to do. Otherwise, good night. Hey, I was really getting into that. You were too, even if you were asleep. I think it was pretty obvious what I was doing. I hope I don't have to explain to you what a blowjob is. Since you ignored my marathon masturbation session and were even rude enough to fall asleep, I had to come over here finally and take matters into my own hands. Mouth. Now, do you think I'm still teasing? And for what it's worth, you had a really impressive boner when I came in here, and I know it was from me. Yes, I am naked. Took you long enough to notice, but you were just waking up, I guess, so I'll let it slide. But just look how cute I look. Perky little breasts and a cute little butt. Then there's my pussy, which is all nice and shaved, just like I told you earlier. It's so wet now from my playing with it earlier in my room and just now while I sucked your cock. Speaking of which, you should really at least let me finish blowing you. It's not like you can undo your cock being in my mouth already, so there's no sense in stopping now. Although I really had my heart set on losing my virginity to you tonight. Or we could split the difference and you could just do me in my butt. Oh, that got your attention, didn't it? You're kind of turned on right now, but maybe not thinking too straight. You were sound asleep, and the blood still hasn't returned to your head. Do you want to screw your little sister's tight back door? If you do that, I promise I'll leave you alone after that. I just want you inside of one of my lower holes. And if it has to be my butthole, I can live with that. So come on, I'll get down on my hands and knees for you. Do me in my butt. Don't stop to think about it. Do it now while you're still so horny and not yet fully awake. It's not sex if we do it like that, but it will feel good. And it's the only way you'll get me to leave you alone about having sex with me. That's it. Kneel behind me like a good brother. Pull apart my butt cheeks and put the fat head of your cock against my butthole. Now push it in. Ouch. It's not working. Try harder. I really want this to work. No, I'm not too tight. There's no such thing. That will just make it funner. Now shut up and buttfuck me. Or you could just lower your cock a little bit and put it in my pussy. That's where it belongs, isn't it? I'm so wet that I'm sure it would go in pretty easily. What do you mean that's going too far? You were about to fuck my ass. Vaginal sex isn't that much different. In fact, it's less of a big deal, really. It will hurt less and feel better for me. Or maybe you can put it in for just a little bit and take my virginity. That's what I really wanted. Then, once your cock is good and lubricated, we can try my butt again. If you're only in my pussy for a little bit, that's no big deal. Oh, sorry. I didn't bring any condoms. But we don't need one, because you're only putting it in for a little bit, right? Then you'll take it out and put it in my butt and come in there, nice and safe. I could run into my room and get a condom, but we don't need it, and it would just kill the mood. And you'd change your mind. You don't want to do that, do you? You kind of want to be inside of me. Here, let me move your cock down just a little bit. I just have to slide you down from my asshole to my pussy. Oh, fuck. It's leaving a trail of pre-cum. Oh, there. I have you right in place on my pussy. You'll have to do the rest. Just grab onto my waist. You need to hold me in place because I might try to move forward when you start pushing. So go ahead and grab me, nice and tight. Good. Now hold on as tight as you can and push yourself into me. Oh, you did it. I told you this would be easier than my butthole. Now move it around a little bit, just to get my juices all over your cock so it will fit into my ass. Oh, yes. Slowly. I knew you'd be gentle with your little sister. Nice and slow. Oh, God. No, don't take it out yet. We need to make sure you're good and covered. And doesn't this feel good? We could just do this instead of my butt. That can come later. Don't you just kind of want to fuck me? Oh, God. Oh. Yeah, I know you're not wearing a condom. It's okay. I don't mind if you come inside of my pussy. I want you to. I really want you to. I don't want to get pregnant. Mom and Dad would kick me out of the house, but the fact that it would be so bad for it to happen makes it so exciting for me. Don't you really want to come in me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So just leave it in. Nothing will probably happen, other than we'll feel really good and really bad, too, but in a good way. We both want this. We both want you to come in me. Yeah. Oh, you're speeding up. I guess that's a yes. Oh, yes. I made myself come so many times in my room, but... But this is going to beat all of them because we're finally having sex and you're going to come in me. I'm almost there. It's good. It's so good. Your cock is pounding into me so fast, but I'm being a good girl and taking it all. Just like I'll take all of your cum. Come in me. Come in me. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, come in me. Oh, I'm gonna come. Come with me. Oh. Wasn't that as good as I said it would be? Now, don't feel guilty. I was going to have you fuck me this weekend one way or another. This way, we'll still have 2 more days left to do it a lot more, and we'll definitely get it into my ass sometime this weekend. But I prefer my pussy, because that's the only way to get pregnant. I kind of changed my mind about the not wanting to actually have your baby. Oh, you think I'm making that up? You should know by now, I don't tease.